Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast. Colder now. We had a really hot period there. Actually, record-setting hot. For those of you, my unborn grandchildren, who are listening to this and wondering how we could be so stupid as not to know about global warming, all I can do is apologize in advance. Some of us know that this is a big deal. And maybe the next administration. We just had a big report come out this week, basically confirming the obvious that global warming is indeed a real problem, and by the time you guys are listening to this, it's going to be really obvious. But we're not doing anything about it, because we're stupid. Anyway, I was sitting around sort of thinking about the internet and these wars that we're in and going, you know, it's interesting. When I hang out on the net these days, I converse with people from all over the world pretty regularly because I spend a lot of time in sort of support forums and support blogs for all the products that I fool around with in my day job. And a lot of people in those forums are clearly from other countries and using translation programs like Babelfish to transmogrify their comments into English and then read the stuff that's in the forum. And with it being that easy for us to talk to each other, I am constantly amazed by just the whole idea that a good way to solve a problem is a war. And I just can't figure that out. I was sort of contemplating that over, yesterday was Easter, and thoughts turned to sort of broader things when it's Easter, I think. And the Pope came out and said the right stuff, which is that we've got a whole lot of really stupid wars going on and a whole lot of people suffering needlessly. And I was trying to figure out why people use that mechanism to resolve disputes, you know? And of course, I was all fired up to talk about how cool the internet is and stuff like that. And then this morning, I was reading about the fact that the internet itself, especially sort of the Web 2.0 blogging kind of stuff, has gotten darned uncivilized, and that in fact there are now folks that are basically being driven out of the blogosphere because of the kinds of comments that people are making on their blogs, and going so far as to make personal threats. And I just don't get it. I don't understand why we do these things. So anyway, that was my That was going to be my whole spiel today on the Geezer Cast. I was going to talk about how the internet making it so much easier for us to talk to each other about stuff maybe would obviate the need for guns and explosives like we're doing in Iraq, but apparently we can't even talk to each other in a civilized way, which is too bad. So there's a perfectly good Geezer Cast topic, like out the window. How about that? Except for the rant. So instead, I thought I'd talk about the band that we're putting together. It's coming up on some major reunion, I suppose. If I thought this through, I could tell you which one. 35th or something like that for my high school or for my college graduating class. Let's see, I graduated in 72, so that would be 35th, yeah, 35th reunion. Shows how old I am. Anyway, there were a bunch of us that majored in drugs and sex and rock and roll that decided that it would be a good idea to put a band back together. There were a lot of competing bands at Grinnell. And there's not enough of us coming to the reunion to have a competition. So we're sort of putting the gang back together, and We've been working on the song list. We've got that, at least a first draft done. I'm not sure we're quite there. I'm sort of waiting for a couple of key people to react to the first draft. But, you know, there's going to be a pretty good band, I think. You know, Charlie Doherty on drums, he's a pretty good drummer, and Ray Cantor on bass, and Wawa Peterson, who's turned into a doctor but was a fabulous Hammond B3 keyboard guy. And Kim Thomas singing. Kim was the far and away best rock and roll singer at Grinnell when I was there. And I'm sort of doing plumbing and organizing. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, things like where the PA is coming from and where we can get a bass amp for Ray. Charlie sort of saved my neck on both of those. So I'm sort of the scrounger and sound guy, and I'll sit in on a few, well, probably most of the songs for keyboard, although there are a few on there that I don't feel like I'm up to playing. But, you know, it's just a nice organizing thing. It's nice to get back in touch with these folks by email and find out a little bit about what they're doing and sort of solve a problem together. You know, this is a puzzle. You know, what should we play and who's going to play on which song and stuff like that. We're not going to have a chance to rehearse much, so can't do songs that are real hard. We have to do songs that we can pretty much play right out of the blocks. But I think we've got a pretty good list of songs. And I think it's going to be a pretty good band. So that's what I've been working on this weekend, is just fooling around with some of that and sort of forgetting the trials and tribulations of the day job. I'm mostly retired, but I wound up with a project that I'd been working on sort of as a 5 to 10 hour a week advisor type guy. Turned into a project where I wound up being the project manager, which means it's pretty close to being a real job, which cuts into the retirement lifestyle in a big way, that's for sure. But it's a pretty neat project, and it's a great gang of people to work with, so I'm having a great time on it. It's just that it doesn't leave any time for fooling around stuff, so my ham radio project is pretty much stalled. Having gotten the license, I'm now confronting the challenge of getting a tower erected, which is going to be quite the project, I can tell. And that project hasn't gotten anywhere because I've been so busy on this project management thing. But the band project's coming along really good. And I think we're going to be a pretty darn good band when we get all done. And it'll be fun to see all those folks and play again. Bill Thomas is going to be in on it, I'm sure. And he and I played a lot together when we were at Grinnell. So that's kind of what's going on. I was going to, you know, ramble on about solving the world's problems by talking to each other through the internet instead of fighting stupid wars, but it seems like fighting stupid wars maybe comes right out of the way we talk to each other. Just too bad. I hope you, my unborn grandchildren, figure out a better way to get stuff done and problems resolved and stuff like that. It certainly seems like we couldn't do worse than $300 billion in Iraq, but maybe we can go lower than that. Who knows? Anyway, that's the Geezer Cast for this time. Kind of a ramble. Hope you're having a good time wherever you are, and I'll see you.